Noah along 60 of Ocot.
Gal Eisenman, 5 years old, of Maale Adumim. Michal Franklin, 22 of the Old City of Jerusalem. Hadassah Jungreis, 20 of Migdal Ha'emet. Gila Sarah Kessler, 19 of Ailey. Keynote speaker, Mori Virabi, my friend, my teacher, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, Chief Rabbi of Ifrat, Dean of Or Torah Stone, founding rabbi of Lincoln Square Synagogue, one of the greatest rabbis of our time, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin. I love you, Israel, because you are our home, our only home. Especially after the Shoah destroyed 6 million of our people, because no other place on the globe would give them a temporary home. We did not come to you, Israel, as the Crusaders came. We did not come to you as a possible option. We came to you as our only home, and we will never leave. And we say no, no, no to a state of the PLO. And we say no, no, no to a state of the PLO. Despite the great devil being lying, you have not occupied anyone else's land. Much the opposite. If treaties mean anything, the Palestinians have occupied our land. Because according to the Treaty of Versailles at the end of the First World War, there were to be formed 18 Arab states, which were formed almost straight away, and one Jewish state on the west and east banks of the Jordan River. And in 1995, 99.2% of the lands on the west bank in which Palestinians live, not by right, but by having occupied our freely given and historically sanctified land. They nevertheless had that land given up to them. And so not by international law, not even by United Nations law, and certainly not by any moral law of God, we are not occupiers, and so we say no, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no, no to a state of the PLO.
No, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no, no to a state of the PLO.
I love you, Israel, because in the face of an enemy of unspeakable cruelty, an enemy who is worse than Moloch, sending their children to commit suicide as homicide bombers, targeting innocent women and children. You, my beloved Israel, only target those about to murder innocents. Risk the lives of our best and our brightest in order to limit collateral damage. And so we say no, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no, no to a state of the PLO. I love you, Israeli settlers, because our enemies prove that Arafat said no to Barak, that all of Israel is a settlement, that Haifa and Netanya are settlements, and it's the people of the settlement communities who paved the way and continue to pave the way. Despite the fact that our homes have become the front lines of battle, despite the fact that our roads are no longer safe for travel, not one homeowner in the flat has sold his home. 150 people are building homes now. We stand firm and strong. We will never leave that region. In a world strangely reminiscent of 1938, a Europe overcome with dark, dank, anti-Semitism, where Jews cannot walk the streets in safety. You are defending not only Jewish future in Israel, but you are defending Jews throughout the world. You are defending every single Jew on the ground, and so we say no,
no, no
to a state of the PLO.
No, no, no to a state of the PLO.
I love you, Israel, because in a world poised for a third world war against Islamic fundamentalism, a world divided between civilization and the bush, between those who wish to preserve life and those who have destroyed life by encouraging suicide bombs. You, Israel, are standing up not only for Israeli future, not only for Jewish future, but for American future, for the future of the entire free world. And so we say,
no, no, no,
to a state of the PLO. Because you stand for freedom and democracy. Because you've always provided a safe haven for my beloved people. And I love you, President Bush, because especially after September 11th, you have a clear moral compass. You understand our right to defend ourselves and to defend the entire free world by standing up to terror. So I want to hear from you, President Bush. No, no, no.
To the state of the PLO.
No, no, no.
To the state of the PLO.
No, no, no. To the state of the PLO.
Because you confuse me, America, and President Bush. When you allow the State Department to suggest moral equivalency between the perpetrators of terror and those who are protecting themselves against terror. When you allow Syria, the despotic protector of terror, to become president of the Security Council. When you join hands with Saudi Arabia, a totalitarian government who has been financing terror, including September 11th, and when you encourage a so-called peace program, a provisional Palestinian state which will give a prize to terror, and a Saudi plan which speaks to the right of return, which is a code word for the destruction of the state of Israel. We want to hear from you, President Bush. No,
no, no
to a state of the PLO.
No.
And I love you, my people throughout the world, standing strong and united with your brothers and sisters in Israel. Because when we Jews stand together, no force in this earth can terrorize us or tear us asunder. And we will recite in a united voice, no, no, no to the state of the PLO.
No, no, no to the state of the PLO.
And of course, I love you, God of Israel, who returned us to our beloved homeland after 2,000 years of exile as your Torah guarantee. The trust is ultimate peace. But a peace which is only based on thou shalt not murder. A peace that understands that the most wicked words ever penned is turn the other cheek, because that will leave the world open and vulnerable to rank evil. A peace which can only be based on Havdallah Harog Hashkei Maharago. One who wishes to destroy innocence must first be destroyed himself. I love you, God of Israel, who teaches through the voice of your prophets. Only a strong Israel and the united Jerusalem will properly give the message that nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and humanity will not learn war anymore. I thank you, Father, because we know that even if we as Jews stand alone, as long as we stand with you, God, we stand with the majority of one, the majority who is the only one, Adonai Oza Amotein, Adonai Yivarech et Amo ve'et Olamo ve'shalom, no, 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 to the state of the PLO. No, 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 to the state of the PLO.
Hashem od leyamo yite, Hashem od leyamo yite, Hashem od leyamo yite, Hashem od leyamo yite, Hashem yevareh etamo, etamo hazaro, Hashem yevareh. Thank you.
The name of this gathering is Speak the Truth. Speak the Truth. And the truth is, there is no moral equivalency. We join the Prime Minister of Israel and the Israeli government in expressing deep pain for the loss of all innocent life, including Palestinian life. But there is no moral equivalency between cold-blooded murder and self-defense. There is no moral equivalency. There is no moral equivalency. Join me. There is
no moral equivalency.
There is no
moral equivalency.
There is no moral equivalency.
There is no moral equivalency.
There is no moral equivalency. There is no moral equivalency. There is no equivalency. Speaking to this issue, Yedidi Rabbi Shmuel Golden, Rabbi of Congregation Avat Torah of Englewood, New Jersey, President of Shvil HaZahav, to be followed by the reading of Tehillim, led by Rabbi Harlan Wexler and Rabbi Noach Valley, and then we'll listen again to the soul singer of the world, Dr. Elie Kranzler, Rabbi Golden.
Where? Here. Oh. I'll tell you, thank God.
I just returned Friday.
Went to shul. That's good.
Friday morning from a trip to Israel.
I need to keep her back.
It was a difficult week to be in Yerushalayim. Then again, most weeks are difficult now. There is no home, no family that has not been affected. Everyone knows someone. But then on Wednesday afternoon, I found myself in my hotel room watching CNN. And I saw what I'd seen so often before. On the very day of a pigua, on the very day of tragic murder of innocent civilians, the reporters were interviewing Palestinians and saying that they have no choice but to act that way. I had seen it before. You've heard it before. But somehow it was different hearing it and seeing it in Israel. For suddenly I began to feel and to realize how alone our brothers and sisters must feel when the world media tries to create a moral equivalency between murder and self-defense. How alone they must feel when the European Union unfreezes its funds for the PLA in face of clear evidence that those funds are sanctioning and funding murder. How alone our brothers and sisters must feel when Syria sits at the head of a Security Council that cynically chastises the face of the terror that Syria itself perpetrates. And that is why it is so important for us to be clear and to say five simple words. Words that we should not have to say. Words that are so clear that we shouldn't have to say them. But we're going to say them again and again. Say it with me. It is not the same. It is not the same. Say it again. It is not the same. It is not the same. It is not the same. When the PA cynically uses children to murder innocent civilians, and Israel uses its children to defend its safety and security, it is not the same. It is not the same. It is not the same. When Arafat and his thugs teach children to blow themselves up, and when Israel instructs its children to risk their lives to face, to save innocent civilians and to minimize civilian casualties, it is not the same. Louder. It is not the same. It is not the same. When Israel shows a willingness over and again to make sacrifices for peace, and Arafat calculatingly rejects every single plan again and again and again, it is not the same. It is not the same when Israel accepts the value of all human life, and the PA teaches its children in elementary school in textbooks that Jews are inhuman and deserve to be destroyed. It is not the same.
It is not the same.
Louder.
It is not the same. It is not the same.
It is not the same. When civilians are deliberately targeted by the Palestinians, and when civilians are unfortunately killed because the Palestinians hide behind them, it is not the same. It is not the same.
It is not the same.
It's not the same. When Israeli soldiers act to protect and Palestinians act to murder, that's the truth. It is not the same. Louder. Let them hear you.
It is not the same.
One more time.
It is not the same.
In the weeks and months to come, it will be more and more important to say something that we know that is so abundantly clear that we almost think we don't have to say, but we will say it loudly again and again and again. It is...
Thank you. We stand by Israel all the time, and the people of Israel in their time of need. And we hope and we work for peace. Yesterday night, we got a great phone call from Israel. My brother-in-law, he lives in the town of Yisrael. He had a baby. A new life. It's a big mother's house. He waited a long time. It was a long struggle. Why would I tell all of you this story? Let me tell you something about that baby. This baby is in this world only by means of miracles. And one of the miracles that she said that this young baby